The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nida daf nun hei. The Gemara on this daf says, Ubasar ha-meis, that the Mishnah says that there are two things. Tam nida and basar ha-meis, that are metame lachen yovish. There are two things that they will have tuma, even though whether they are moist, whether they are wet, whether they are dry. One of them is besara meis, the flesh of a dead person. Says the Gemara, how do I know menolon? How do I know that the flesh of a person, of a human, is tame, even if it's dry? Amir Shlokish, that's machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish. According to the Shlokish, it's learned out of the pasuk Amar Kro lechol tumois. Since the pasuk says lechol tumos midarshin, that any tumah that comes out from him, even whether it's lach, whether it's yavish, whether it's moist, whether it's dry, and if Yochanan says a different drasha, oibetim adam, oibekaver, that we compare a person, adam dumi de etem. The pasuk says etem adam, the bone of a person. We compare a person, the flesh of a person, to a bone. That just like a bone is dry, so to the human, even when it's dry, it's tame. Ma etem yavish, afkan yavish. The Gemara says, what's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish? They both have a drasha to tell us that the flesh of a human is tame, even if it's dry. So the Gemara says, there's a difference if it's dry to a certain degree. If it's so dry that it will crumble, it's very dry, so Rabbi Yochanan says, then already it's not comparable to a bone. A bone will not crumble. Whereas, if it's so dry that it will crumble, so now it's not comparable to a bone, so it won't be tame. Whereas, according to Reish Lakish, it would still be tame, because we included anything that came from the human. The Gemara then continues and asks a question. Basically, I have a braisa that says, Besar meshuhu frachtor, there's a braisa that says that the flesh of a human, of a dead body, or a dead corpse, so if it's crumbled, it's tahar. So it seems like it's like a b'yoichanon, and it would be difficult to understand this b'raisa according to Reish Lakish. The Gemara answers, Hasam da'akamach na'avi afro, the b'raisa that says that when it's crumbly, it's tahar, is when it's so crumbly that it becomes so fine, it becomes like flour. So in other words, what comes out of this Gemara is that we have Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, what the source of this halacha is, that flesh of a human is tameh, even if it's dry. The Gemara says there's a nafkamina between the two reasons, if it's a certain level of dryness, that it already crumbles. And then the Gemara says, but there's a certain level, there's another level, that if it crumbles so much to be like flour, so then it's tar, even according to Reish Lakish. According to all opinions, a certain level is tar. There's a certain level that, in other words, is dry. A certain level of dryness is tame, according to everyone. There's a certain level that's more dry, where it's a machlokes. And then there's a third level of dryness that's tar, according to everybody. The Rambam, when he says this halacha, in Tumas Meis, Perakim al halacha yod, he says, if it's yavish and it becomes like kemach, it's tahor. If it's the simple understanding of the Rambam seems to be that if it's so dry that it becomes like flour, it's tahor. Seeming to say that the only time it's tahor is if it's this last level of dryness, which is so dry and tahor according to everybody, then it's tahor. Other than that, it's tameh. Seemingly, the Rambam is following the opinion of Reish Lakish. Now, usually we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan and not like Reish Lakish. So the Kesef Mishnah is bothered by this, and the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam is not referring, is sort of used a code switch. Although he used these words, kekemach, he really meant what the Gemara said, ifrach, and he did not mean, he really meant to paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. He's hopping onto the Lashon, although the Gemara said Kemach is according to everybody Torah, the Rambam really means the other level. The Rambam means the level of which Rabbi Yochanan said is Torah, and in essence, the Rambam is passing like Rabbi Yochanan, that even once it's crumbly, even that middle madrega is already Torah. Be that as it may, the Mishnah Lemelech is in another location. This is in Hilchos Avil, Paragimel Halacha Aleph. Says that he was asked the following question. He says, apparently in his days there were kohanim that would deal with selling mummies. In other words, corpses, dead bodies, dead, in other words, not the whole body, but a mummy basically is that they take bones of a skeleton bones, and they are preserved with some whatever chemicals or other things, whatever they had in those days. And there were kehanim that would deal with selling, buying, and selling these mummies. And the Mishnah Lemelech was asked, is there an issue for kehanim dealing with selling mummies? Kehanim are not allowed to become tummy from a mace. And even if it's a dead body of a goy, but the dead body of a goy is just not mitami ba'oil, but it is mitami with mago, and perhaps other tumors as well. So, the question was, could these kohanim sell the mummies and deal with the mummies and touch the mummies or not? So, the Mishnah Lemelech says, the first thing he asked them, he did research, he asked them, he found out, well, these bones, how dry are they? They're old bones, how dry? If they're so soft that they're mamish going to crumble, there's some level that's taller according to everybody. So he found out, he asked, and then he said like this. He said that no, the people told him that these mummies, they're not crumbly, they're very hard. It's very difficult to break them. So he said, says the Mishnah Lemelech, if that's the case, so then it's for sure Tame, and for sure Kehanim, and not allowed to deal with them. So even if we will say that the Rambam, even if we will understand the Rambam, like the way the Kesef Mishnah understood the Rambam, that he passing like Rabbi Yochanan, who's the more kula dekashita, who's more lenient and says, even if it's this middle madrego, the bones are already tahar, but it has to be crumbly to a certain degree, here, where the bones are very strong and hard, so then, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, they will be metame, a person. And he says, even though it could be assumed that these bodies are from goyim, but the body of a goy is still metame b'mago, and therefore it's also for a kohen to touch these mummies, and that's what he comes out. The Ginas Rodim, and this is in Shailos Tshuvos, Yoyerdeach, Klal Aleph, Simen Dalid, also discusses this shail of mummies, and he says, perhaps, even if we'll entertain that possibility, that the Mishnah Lemelech already said that maybe these mummies are not tame because they're yovish. Since they're dry, maybe they're dry, the bones are dried out already, and maybe that would be a good enough reason to say that therefore there's no tame. Says that he has brought them, even if that would be true, there's a whole other reason why these mummies are metame. And that is because like this, there's a halacha, until now the Gemara talks about besar hameis, flesh of a human, which could be any part of the human, the bone, the meat, the skin, it could be any part of the human. Here, there's a special halacha that bones, rekev of atomais, the flower, the bones of a mace, they become a rekev, it deteriorates, and it's like dust. If somebody has a malei chafnayim of rekev, he has two handfuls, a certain shear, a certain measurement of the powder from these bones that deteriorated, it is metame b'masa uva oil. It's metame if a person carries it or if a person is in the same tent. So, even if we will say, says the Ginas Rodim, that these bones are considered dry enough that they're not tummy out the sarames, but nevertheless they will have the tumah of rekev. they will have the tumma of like anything that comes from the bones that deteriorate, they are reckoned. Even after it's yavish, yavish is only going to satisfy the problem that it will be no longer besaramis. But it will still have the din of rekev if it has a big enough shear to be rekev. And even though, let's say these kehanim will not carry it, says the Ginez Radim, the whole reason why rekev is only metame if a person carries it, rather versus touching it, is only because when a person, if it's deteriorated powder, so we said it's only metame if it has a whole shear of two handfuls, a certain shear, certain measurement. So usually if it's the powder, if a person touches it, they're not touching the full shear at once. So that's why it's not, rekev is usually, generally not metame by touching. But says the Ginez Radim, be'etzem, it is metame with touching, if a person will be able to touch a shear's worth that's all connected. So here, that we have these bones, that even if we'll consider them rekev, but the bottom line is, even if we'll consider them yavesh, but they are not, they can't be worse than rekev, So the bottom line is that practically, physically, these things are connected. So here, this rekev will be tamei b'maga, since we do have a whole connected shear, and therefore the kehanim can't even touch it. Not only can't they carry the mummies, they can't even touch the mummies. Then he says another point. Usually, by the tumah of rekev, the halacha is that rekev is only tamei if there's nothing else mixed in. They are all halachas, but something you generally say, speaking, if the human body was buried together with clothing and those and other things, and the things deteriorated together and they got all mixed together, the halacha is that then it's not tamei al rekev. Says the Ginez Radim that over here, it does not make a difference the fact that there's even other chemicals or other things mixed in. Because all these things don't connect. When do I say that if it was buried, let's say if a mace was buried with other things and they all deteriorated together, it's no longer rekev? That's only because it gets mixed together. But again, these bones of the mummy, they're not deteriorating, they're not becoming powdered, it's not getting mixed with other things. And therefore, even though the mace had the godim, it would still have the tumah of rekev. In any case, it comes to the bottom line that these mummies, kohen, even if they came from a body of a goy, a kohen cannot touch it, whether it's because of the reason of the Mishnah Lemelech that it's not dry enough, being that we see that it's hard and intact, it's strong, it's hard, it's not crumbly. Be it as it may, that it's because of the Ginez Radim's reason that it's no worse than rekev, it's no worse than we have rekev of rekev atzomos that has this other tumma of rekev, that when we have two handfuls of rekev, it's tummy. Okay, so now that is for kehanim. If somebody is not a kohen, so is there any other question? Once we're on the topic of mummies, there's another question: what really applies to everybody? What about if someone goes to a museum and they want to look at mummies and benefit from looking at mummies? Or someone is learning medicine and they're looking at mummies to understand medicine. Is there any isser in doing that if they are a Yisrael? They're not touching it. They don't have an isser to touch it because they are a Yisrael. So is there any isser involved? So there's another isser a person, people have to know, and really two issurim. One is that a person cannot benefit from a mace. Also, a person cannot be menavil a mace. We will discuss over here people who are just looking at the mummy and they're just benefiting from seeing it. So the halacha is that a dead body is asur be'anoa, a person cannot benefit from it. So the question is, looking at these mummies, is that considered benefiting? And if it is, what about if it's a mummy that's from a goyish body? What about if it's a mace that's a goy? Is such a mace asur be'ano? So the truth is that it's a machloikis whether a mace of a goy is asur be'ano. The Rashba is misapik about it. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that the mace of a goy is asur be'ano, just like a yiddish avari. However, most Paisim disagree with those deists, the Shulchan Aruch and the Rashba. And the way the Gashar HaChaim says, the Gashar HaChaim writes that at least, at the very least, if it's for medical purposes, if a person is using it to learn medicine, it would be mutter to benefit from the body of a goy. Okay, but what about if it's not for the purpose of medicine? So for that, we could add that there's really another shmooze. If a person is not doing anything else other than looking, he's only watching others who are menateach hameis, or he's going to a museum and looking at mummies that are in a display. So the Chasam Sofer in the Yerodei HaSimen Shin Lamed Vov, this is in Chuvis, the Yerodei HaSimen Shin Lamed Vov, is mashma that it's also, there's an issur to look at other people that are menateach hameis because of the issur of benefiting from meisim. However, the Chazanish Nulchas Aveilis Simen Yesh Ches and the Hatzi Yerodei HaSimen Shin Ches, they both say that such a thing is not considered a benefit. Just looking at a dead body, or even watching others even attack a dead body, that does not constitute benefiting. So when it's a mummy of a goy, that anyways, most Paiskim say that it's not osur, or at least it's not osur min atoyra. It would seem that one could rely on the Chazon Ish and the Hatzi, who say that just looking is not considered a benefit, and therefore, even it would seem that even not for medical purposes, one would be able to just look at the body of a mace. This concludes this year.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.